Hello, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. I want to welcome you to this beautiful day and challenge you to wake up to a new and better idea of you. But understanding that it is not enough just to know about a greater idea, the challenge is to be the greater idea in action. It was Wilford Peterson who said, "By fearing to attempt, we limit our lives. When we use the flame of courage, our lives are unlimited." Wouldn't it be a great way to start your day today in a special way by affirming, "I am the unlimited power of universal mind in action today. Everything I move through today is an experience that challenges me to understand that when I know what and who I am, I can move through anything and be unmoved by it." So my challenge to you today is to be the flame of courage in action. Courage to change your mind about your health, change your mind about your relationships, change your mind about your job, your career, your talent, your expression of life. No matter how wonderful it is, change your mind and let the wonderful that you know is good enough to be true be you in action. It is the good getting better all the time. You see, my friends, there is one intelligent power, and that power is God, life, love. The God we believe in is always at the level of our consciousness. My friends, you know in your heart and mind something greater than anything you've ever experienced before. There is something within you that is ready, willing, and able to become anything you let it become. You are greater than you think you are, and when you let go and know that this power that we talk about on all of these radio programs is a power for greater good manifesting in your life as your life, it is a power ready to come forth. Why? Because it is the power of your life right now. Every purpose in your heart and mind is animated and inspired by the courage of what? Of self-awareness. Are you ready to go forth today in a positive and wonderful way to be the power of positive purpose in action in your life? Are you ready to affirm with me this morning, "All my dreams are waiting for me to come true. I do so now. I do so now." That's important. Don't put it off. Don't put your good off. Don't put your prosperity, your opportunity off. Don't suppress your talent. Express your talent. Celebrate your divine liberty to do what? Avail yourself of the joy, the increasing love, and the privilege of greater good as you do what? Accept the responsibility of positive direction of your thinking, and therefore positive direction in your life, as your life. So today, my friends, accept a greater awareness and accept the courage that is ready to become something beyond anything you've ever known before. Your consciousness strengthens, protects, and illumines your way when you let go and let it happen. Dr. Ernest Holmes, the founder of Religious Science, says there's a lot of people who do what we teach in Religious Science naturally. For those of us who don't know how, we can learn. We can learn. Why? Because everything you're doing in your life right now is just something you learned how to do. And the challenge is maybe to unlearn so that you can learn something new and beautiful, to take what you have learned before, understand what works, what doesn't work, stop doing it, what does work, do more of it. This supreme power operating in you as you is right now blessing you, and it is blessing every life you touch if you become a blessing to yourself. Why? Because when you become a blessing to yourself, you become a blessing to everything you do at home, work, play. And again, when you have courage and when you have confidence of this great good, knowing it is already established in the heart of infinite good, and the heart of infinite good is everywhere at once. Therefore, as Khalil Gibran said, "God is not in my heart, I am in the heart of God." So right now, today, move in the experience of positive performance of the flame of courage and enjoy its never-ending benefits. The power of positive purpose is the understanding that there is greater good always ready to come forth. All I have to do, as Emerson said, is get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. In Romans 13:11, it says, "Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe." The only thing you need to be saved from is, first of all, people trying to save you, because the only thing that can save you from you is you. And when you wake up to that and know the only thing you have to be converted to is an idea that you are greater than you think you are always. And when you do this, you discover, hey, when I change my thinking, I change my life. Ha, that's not a new idea. I think it was Earl Nightingale who years ago produced a record album, and it was called The Greatest Secret in the World. And the greatest secret in the world is you are what you think about all day long. You are what you think. So our challenge is to know, and know we know, that there is something within us that partakes of the nature of divine being. And since it partakes of the nature of divine being, we are divine. Deuteronomy 4:39 says, "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thy heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, and there is none else." My friends, infinite mind is just that. It's infinite. You cannot have an infinite in something else. "Therefore, there is nothing in this universe that wants you to be afraid, that wants you to be unhappy, that wants you to perpetuate comfortable nonsense in your life. The only thing that is doing that is your insistence on thinking the same way, because if you think the same way, you're going to keep producing the same kind of experiences over and over and over." So you want to set a goal. And as I said in the very first program that we did here on KEST, the realization is that if you set a goal and become one with the purpose of achieving the goal, all you have to do is be that purpose in action, and the goal takes care of itself. This is the whole theme. This is the whole focus of my book, The Power of Positive Purpose. So today, is your goal high? Is it happy? Is it healthy? Is it wonderful? The goal is very high. If we understand that if we believe that God, spirit, mind, or power, or whatever you want to call it, is all in all, self-existent, complete, perfect, continuously creative, and we are that within it which directs it as our experience, we discover that this concept of reality is a thing in itself. It is not limited by its parts, although it is the substance of its parts. Everyone is some part of God. Our life is God-like. Our experience is God experience. When we do contact this awareness within us and know and commune with it as our guide, there is always something greater ready to come forth within me. I now, through prayer, through spiritual mind treatment, through meditation, allow myself to live at the level of understanding perfection. Why? Because life within me is always perfect. Now, listen to me very carefully and say with me, perfection, 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 all is perfection. Heaven and earth may pass away, but perfection remains. Now, what are we talking about? We're talking about this power of perfection. You in your life can be perfectly happy or perfectly unhappy. Perfection does not care what you do with it. Whatever you think about all day long, the power within you produces as your event, as your experience, perfection. It becomes perfectly what you're thinking about all the time. The great teachers have told us to find the presence of God, and all else will be given to us. All else. Jesus 2,000 years ago said, "Seek ye first the kingdom, and all else will be added." What are you seeking today? Are you seeking to manipulate the world around you, to try to get someone else to do something different, or get something else to be something different? Soon as it gets its act together, I'll be happy. What kind of nonsense is that? Why don't you be the happiness model you want to see in your world? Don't just read guidebooks or listen to radio programs or lectures or go to seminars. What you need to do is allow yourself to embody all of these positive, wonderful books and lessons and radio programs and all kinds of positive input coming in. But understand, knowing about it is not going to change your life. You need to know as it knows. Don't just read guidebooks, but learn to walk personally along the way that these guidebooks and these lessons indicate until you yourself have reached the truth that you find. And when you find it and let yourself be it, my dear friends, you have set yourself free. There's a phrase in Zen Buddhism from which we all can learn something. Listen to it carefully. Zen is like a finger pointing to the moon, but do not mistake the finger for the moon. Don't let your religion become more important than the God it's based on. Say with me right now in your heart and mind. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but let yourself think about what we are about to affirm together. Say it in your heart and mind, and know what we're describing is already true of you. There is one life, one mind, one substance, and I am one with this reality, with the undivided whole. I am perfect and complete. I am what God is within me. Dr. Ernest Holmes said these words, "If there is a law of thought, there is evidence that any prayer that was ever answered or that any person's faith has consummated in an objective realization of that faith, then there is evidence of an intelligence in the universe which accepts the word of faith and acts upon it." The great teachers have taught something very interesting. Their concept, if you begin to analyze and look for the golden thread that binds them all together, when it comes to self-definition, it turns out to be something wonderful and beautiful, and we can put it in first person and say, "I am spirit, not body. I am spirit having a human experience. I'm a fourth dimensional being having a third dimensional experience." We look around and we see all this research is being done in all kinds of areas. Psychosomatic medicine has been on the forefront of observation and research for years and years and years. Mind-body relationship. But what if we come from the truth of our being? What if we move from the awareness of that which created us out of itself and see our life, describe our life, affirm our life from an unlimited self-definition? This relationship between mind and body begins to change. For the better, it begins to free itself into a greater self-expression. The beautiful thing about the awareness of the truth of our being is that this power within us that knows what to do and how to do it is ready, willing, and able to become anything we let it become. Your event, your relationship to all of life is the outpicturing of your philosophy of life. It is the result of your consciousness personality you have developed. It is allowing yourself to understand that you can always evolve into spiritual maturity higher and higher. And it's very interesting because when you do this, you begin to observe that the higher I go in consciousness, the simpler everything becomes, especially the definition of this thing called life and my acceptance that the realization of my application has nothing to do with a ritual or a ceremony or a mantra or anything else. When I speak my word, it is God speaking. This is what the great have told us. This is what they understood. And they all said that that understanding of the truth of whoever they were is also true of you and me.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
In Galatians 5:22-23, listen to the words, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Now, righteousness, that means the right use of consciousness. Suffering means to change. It doesn't mean to sit around going, "Oh, poor little old me," all your life. You see, our great awareness is that you have a choice. You can understand suffering as change, which go to the dictionary. That's one of the definitions. Or you can accept suffering as a negative experience, that the world is leaving tire marks on you as you move forward in this thing called life. Or you can free yourself into a greater and greater understanding again that suffering is change for the better. Change, because if you want to replace anything that's less than beautiful in your life with something beautiful, you need to give it a place to happen, and consciousness is where it starts. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on 38 of the Science of Mind textbook, "When a farmer plants a seed, he invokes the law. That which follows is done by the mechanical side of nature, which has no volition of its own." Now, it is important to realize that your thought is brought into outer expression by an impersonal law. Now, what does this mean? It means there is a law that everyone is using. The law of gravity is something everybody uses. So this power, this law of mind, is yours to use as it is everyone's. It is waiting to become that which we let it become. How many of you listening this morning have heard over and over again, "As you think, so it is done unto you. You will get what you give." Now, let's go back to the garden analogy again. If you want tomatoes, plant tomato seeds. And then your challenge is to keep the weeds out of the garden. Same thing with consciousness. If you want the greater good that is yours by right of consciousness to demonstrate in your life, you need to plant the seed of greater good. And no, it's true. God does not personally attend to the growth of each tomato plant in this thing called garden, but there is within the seed everything it takes to make the tomato according to the law of nature. Same thing with your thinking. There is no divine being somewhere that is sitting on a throne somewhere, bearded and jealous, has an ego problem, likes the Baptists better than the Buddhists, or likes the Presbyterians better than the Pentecostals. You see, everybody is demonstrating the God they believe in, and whatever they believe it is, that's the way it will act in their world. So because there is no deity, Dr. Ernest Holmes used to point out, and he would say, "I daily thank God that the God most people believe in isn't." What happens when you would get rid of the superstition of a Greek model of God and allow yourself Jesus' model of God, which was love? And if it's infinite, it made you out of itself. Therefore, the truth of you is love, no matter how hard or how long you try to convince yourself you're something other than love. You want to change your life for the better? Know your love in action and act like it. There is that within you, within me, within everyone that receives our thoughts and acts upon it, and our thoughts grow the things of our life. It becomes our event. A negative thought produces the negative, a positive thought produces the positive. So since you're in charge of what you think, which way should you go? There's an old adage that says some people would rather be justified than healed. Some people would rather keep telling their story over and over and over again about their hard, difficult, poor little old me life than change their mind and change their world. You see, everything, we are told, is the result of our decision to move forward. Someone, you know, pointed out very clearly in a great, great book, and that someone is Dr. Raymond Charles Barker, one of the greatest metaphysical teachers of our time, a wonderful unity minister, and then he moved over to religious science. He wrote the great book, The Power of Decision, and in it he says, everyone decides. Even if you decide not to decide, that is a decision. What are you going to decide today? There is a law within you that's going to act upon that decision and produce the equivalent of it as your life experience. A neurosis begets a neurotic, and peace of mind begets a balanced person. It's that simple. So this morning, I'm going to give you a challenge. I'm going to give you a challenge by way of a question. And the question is, are you really ready for greater good? Are you ready for health? Are you ready for happiness? Are you ready to have the right love in your life, the right joy in your life, the right prosperity and abundance in your life? If you are, then what you need to understand is that 2,000 years ago, someone gave us the clue and the key and the awareness of the answer to this, do I want this greater good? And it goes like this, be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are you doing that today? Are you letting go today and letting your renewed mind unfold? You see, as long as the spirit of the past can visit the present, there is going to be a repeat of the past. But as long as the spirit of the past can visit the present and we can learn from it, there is hope for the future. If we learn the lessons, if we understand what doesn't work, insanity is doing things the same way over and over again, expecting a new experience, expecting change, expecting something else to show up. If I keep adding 2 plus 2, I'm going to get 4. If I want 5, I need to change the equation. Same thing with your thinking. Allow yourself today to understand that you can be filled with spirit. Why? Because you are filled with spirit. And it's not whether you're going to be filled with spirit or not. It's whether you're going to become aware that you're filled with spirit all the time. And when you become aware of this, you begin to realize that the spiritual geniuses of the age may very well have been right. Whether it was East or West, whether it was Christian, Islam, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, Sikh, it doesn't matter. The greatest, clearest thinkers all agreed with great truth. The true mystic is not one controlled by the influences of their mental environment. They are controlled by their awareness of the truth of their environment. They are not people who sit in silent receptivity to whatever is going on or whatever is might penetrate their mind from the outside. They allow themselves to involve themselves in the truth of self and the involution of this awareness from a higher self-definition becomes the evolution of their life experience. And it is always right where they are. It is always ready to become anything they let it become. It is always right where you are, and it knows what to do and how to do it. Great awareness, great possibility, great love, great celebration of self allows us to do what? It allows us to be fearless in this thing called life. It allows us to move forward knowing that we live in divine peace and divine order, that we move as the victorious action of God in the atmosphere of love, and our freedom becomes what? A disturbance for anyone who doesn't know that. Listen, you want to make your negative friends, if you want to make them nervous, it's very interesting. I have been teaching this for 34 years, and I see over and over again people who decide to be positive, decide to look for answers instead of problems, decide to change their mind and change their world, many times start making their negative friends nervous. But my challenge to you is to understand what we're talking about this morning, be it in action, and then be a model of it for your negative, unhappy friends you have in your life. Let them see a changed mind producing a changed experience in action. And that model may very well inspire them to give it a try. Because all you got to do is let go and let it happen once. And remember, if you know anyone who has changed their mind and changed their life for the better, they have just proven to you that you can change your mind and change your life for the better. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 586 of the Science of Mind textbook, the power of the Absolute lives forever within us and delivers us from anything and everything unlike good. Divine protection is omnipresent. Omnipotent, everywhere at once. We move from it, we move through it, we move to it. And our challenge is to get fear out of the way, because with God all things are possible, therefore there's nothing to fear. Fear is an emotion that waits to paralyze us. That's all it's for. The conscience of fear paralyzes you intellectually. It allows you to live at the level of emotions. And as Dr. P.D. Uspensky said at the beginning of the last century, never take advice from your emotions. Let your intelligence direct your emotions. Never let your emotions direct your intelligence. And how do you do this? You do this by understanding there is a power, a positive purpose ready to come forth in your life, as your life. Let it happen today, my friends, and let it be your wonderful way. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, California, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the Hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
On Sunday, May 17th, we are hosting celebrated author Adrienne Golday. Adrienne will facilitate an afternoon workshop based on her new book, Regretland, A Journey to Freedom, which was hailed by Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup of the Soul as a book that brings you excitement, joy, happiness, success, and unlimited good. So please join us on Sunday, May 17th at 1:30 for lunch and an afternoon workshop. To learn more about author Adrienne Golday's brilliant work, visit her at www.regretlandbooks.com. Join us every Wednesday evening in May for an in-depth study of Raymond Charles Barker's landmark work, The Power of Decision. The only book of its kind, The Power of Decision has been hailed as one of the very few genuine masterpieces of New Thought metaphysical literature. Tonight, Wednesday, May 13th at 7:30 p.m., the delightful Reverend Darlene Sykes will speak to us on the topic of Decide to be Happy. If you want more good, more joy, more happiness in your life, you do not want to miss this wonderful lecture. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on 1450 AM.